We're so honored to be here tonight, and we give the glory and praise to Jesus for his faithfulness, unchangeableness. He is an eternal God. Yes, he is. And what he has done cannot ever be changed. And he want to ever tell it for each of you tonight. So you can walk in the light of who you are in these days. You know, thank you, musician. Thank you, praise team. Thank you, audience. I'm going to talk about we're going to look at this for just a few minutes. You heard it, but we're feeding on it. Hallelujah. Walking in the light of our redemption. Walking in the light. So many things come to try to get you out of the light and get you in another place. And it's a challenge. But praise God, we all will overcome. Amen. Amen. Let's look at Galatians. You're familiar with this, Galatians 3, 13 and 14. But the 13th verse, we want to look at Christ hath, what tenth of that? Redeemed us from the curse. What has he done? He redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed everyone that hangeth on a tree. Whether he hang on a tree. And there are times when, because we have not walked, this is why we keep going over and keep looking at this, because you got to walk in the light that you do have. If you don't walk in that light, the enemy won't take the advantage of it. That's why we keep looking at it. And the Bible says real plain, what faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so that he said in verse 14, he said, he hanged on that tree that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You notice what he said, we've been redeemed from the curse. If you don't constantly see about that word, what I mean by that, keep it in your mouth and your heart. And keep looking at it daily. The enemy will come and try to bring something else and get you talking another way. Is that right? And if he can get you talking against God and against what you believe, to have you thinking. But what I want you to see tonight, Galatians 3:13 said, Christ hath redeemed us. Our redemption, we've been redeemed. Even though we're challenged, we go through stuff. Now watch it. Do you think Paul was going from city to city and place to place preaching? And in one place, he was preaching, and he and Silas had to flee because of persecution. They were trying to get him. But you know what he did? He kept going and found another place and kept preaching. Eventually, he went back to that place. And so what I'm saying is, just because you are saved mean the devil ain't gonna try to mess with you. That's what I want you to see. But don't act like it's some strange thing that happened to you when you're challenged. But he said what? Be of good cheer. Why? The world has been defeated. The flesh has been defeated. The devil has been defeated. He's not going to be. The devil is defeated. But he is what? A deceiver. Always going around seeking whom he may what? Devour. Looking for someone he can deceive and devour. But when you know who you are, and when these times come, you stand your ground. Now listen to what this says. Redemption means that we have been redeemed, purchased. I used to belong to the world of doubt. I used to be a sinner. I used to be in the kingdom of doubt. But redemption means I've been purchased. The price has been paid for my freedom. So like we know of this, and I say this real caution, because sometimes people get real touchy about it. But the Emancipation Proclamation was signed many years before people start practicing their freedom. All the while they was working on the farm and working as slave owners, they were free. They were free. Even you see it appears sometime now. And that's why we have to stay with this word. And he said, see, God purchased you, your freedom. And that's why Satan's look for open doors, opportunity that you're not even aware of, so he can sneak in. Let me give it to you like this. How many of you have opened your door and there were some flies outside the door, and you opened the door, they came in. Did you open the door for them? That's why you have to be mindful of your redemptive right. So when he shows up, you know who you are. When he pressed you, you said, no, no, no. I don't change who I am. I already know who I am. And faith come by what? Hearing by the word of God. You keep pressing in, standing your ground. Because we have this lavish lifestyle, this glorious future, this great God that we stand our ground, this name that is above what? Every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Hallelujah. And so he has purchased our freedom, what you and I have been redeemed from, and that's the curse. And see, Satan trying to put something on you or deceive you to say something or do something or get in some kind of altercation or some kind of conversation or get some kind of ill will. You ever look at somebody and they just didn't look right to you? Yeah. I know none of y'all done that, so I just have to leave that out. Then here come this voice. Huh? Here come this thought. If you don't stop it, what happened? Person don't even know you see them, pay them any attention. You got ill will toward them. You think you got some evil thoughts. That's why the scripture says, what? Casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So, no, that ain't my thought. There's nothing wrong with that person. We ought to look at people like Jesus. When he looks at people, what he sees? He looks at them through compassion. Hello? He looks at them through compassion.